Georgia's parliament has approved a billionaire as the country's new prime minister and endorsed his government. The vote followed the recent October 1st parliamentary elections. Stefan Boss reports.
Georgia's Prime Minister Bitsina Ivanishvili began his first official full working day Friday after Parliament approved his cabinet, with 88 lawmakers voting for and 54 against. Yet Ivanishvili will have to work with his political arch-rival, President Mikhail Saakashvili, for the first year of the new government. When Saakashvili's second and final term ends in October 2013, a constitutional reform will transfer many of the president's powers to the prime minister. In an earlier interview, the 55-year-old businessman Ivanishvili made clear, however, that he would not act as an autocratic leader. He says he has no intentions to stop the process that he started, and he adds that he will use the majority in parliament to, in his words, create such a democracy in Georgia that may well amaze Europe. Ivanishvili, who made his fortune in Russia, also wants to restore relations with Russia, which have been strained since the two former Soviet countries fought a brief war in August 2008. However, he also vowed to continue Saakashvili's course to integrate more closely with the West. Ivanishvili told reporters that Georgia still aspires to join the European Union and the NATO military alliance. And while he wants to have closer ties with Russia, Ivanishvili made clear that the United States remains Georgia's main ally. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.